The Menominee Place Names Map was created by merging modern satellite imagery with the ancient Menominee language. Archaeologist Ray Reeser is the director of the UW-Stevens Point Museum of Natural History.
We've put together a map showing the indigenous place names for lakes, rivers, landforms, prehistoric and historic village sites across the center part of the state in an area that was traditionally Menominee territory.
Reeser relied on 30 years of research by Mike Hoffman, a descendant of both the Menominee and Ottawa tribes, and one of the few people still alive who speaks the language. Hoffman says some of the ancient names are still in use today.
Wapaka, which is actually Wapako, place of tomorrow. And if you go there, you'll find the Tomorrow River, the Crystal River, and the Wapaka River, which are the same river.
Hoffman says it's important to teach young people that Wisconsin's history didn't begin with the first white settlers.
Something that always bothered me was that history started with the first boot print. Not quite so. We have songs and legends that go back thousands of years.
The Menominee Place Names Map is the first project of its kind in Wisconsin. Elders from the Menominee Nation and other tribes were present when the project was unveiled at the UWSP Museum of Natural History. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.